All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Astrid used to be one of the most popular to-do apps out there. It had a quirky little hand-drawn octopus icon, an intuitive organizing system. It was downloaded over 4 million times. And I, dear listener, tried out numerous task apps, including Reminders, Remember the Milk, and Wunderlist, before becoming an Astrid user. So I was annoyed, to put it lightly, when Yahoo bought Astrid in the spring and then made plans to shut it down. I decided to turn my negative energy into something more positive and productive by inviting in PC Magazine's resident productivity expert, Jill Duffy, to talk about why we've all become so obsessed with tracking everything we do and how I should organize my life.
Once you start to trust your system that things are where you put them, you start to forget about them because you don't need to remember. You trust in the same way that people have one place that they put their car keys or their house keys, and you always know they're going to be there. You stop thinking about it. So I think that's one of the key points to being productive and efficient and organized is trusting your system and sort of having it in very neat compartments.
But this idea of finding a system, I mean, it sounds like you came to it pretty organically. You had a crazy home life. You were like, nope, that's not how I'm going to be as an adult. Don't you feel like, I mean, the fact that you have a job specializing in productivity, what's going on in our society? Are we busier? Is there more going on? Why do you think that this has become such a hot topic?
You know, in the last maybe 5-10 years especially, there's been this push away from work-life balance, which used to mean, you know, the separation of work and life, leisure time is here, business is there, and that people are really gravitating now toward meshing them both together.
And what are the requirements that comes with that for scheduling, for keeping our tasks on check?
Yeah.
When you start to blend those two worlds.
I see a lot of people who no longer have a compartment for business calendar and a compartment for home life. Everything is just together. That's okay if that's what you want to do. But still, your scheduling app should be one thing. I use Google Calendar a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like about that is it will sync to other apps so that if you want to change from one app to another, you're not changing your core data because that's stored in Google. You're mm-hmm. just changing the interface you're using for looking at it.
So if you commit to, say, Google, that they own your calendar, they own your inbox, they own all of these things, does that limit you in how you potentially can go forward organizing yourself? You're kind of stuck there.
I don't think so, because there are certain tools like Google that syncs with everything else. It's a very open platform that Google uses so that a lot of other apps are accessible to the data that you keep in Google. Now, some people have privacy concerns about that. That's fine. There are plenty of other tools where you don't have to keep your information with one company. You can keep it localized on your desktop if you don't want to sync, if you want to make sure that information isn't going out anywhere. But if you trust that another company is going to keep your data safe, it does give you that flexibility to use other tools that can connect to it.
Okay. Let's talk about basic organizational hygiene. What do you recommend to people? And Jill, what are your three favorite apps?
All right. So I'm a big to-do person.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I use is called Awesome Note.
I just heard about
this. I love it. One of the things I love is that it's color-coded. And I'm kind of a visual person in some ways. So I have a pink folder for everything that's personal, a blue one for work. I have my shopping list in there that's orange, and I can always remember the moment that I open that app, I know where I'm going. Another app that I really love is called Easily Do,
mm-hmm.
and it connects to your email and your Facebook account and your Twitter account, and it finds things that are coming up in your life and automates them for you. My third, I'm going to have to say Evernote. Evernote has been really instrumental in becoming a place where I take meeting notes in particular. They have geolocation information tagged to them. So if I don't remember the name of the person I talked to, but I remembered where I was, I can find the note. I can see what we talked about. I might have an audio recording of an interview that I did with a person. I keep lots of notes about upcoming articles that I'm going to write in there so that I kind of have a draft. It's Evernote is really wonderful as long as you figure out what it is you want to do with it. It's kind of so open and so capable to do so much that when people get started with Evernote, they often find
themselves intimidated by it,
looking at a blank canvas for a long time. But once you're in it, there's no turning back.
Now, we're talking about email. We're talking about all different kinds of apps, Evernote, to-do lists, all of these different things. There's something, though, that happens, I think, when you type everything in that you need to do, it kind of all gets equalized. Do you know what I mean? It all looks the same in a way when it's digitized. Whereas when I used to keep a list with pen and paper, you know, I could underline stuff and write in bold. And for some reason, writing it put it in my brain in a different way. It's almost like you type it in somewhere and then out of sight, out of mind. Do you find that? What are ways to like keep yourself on target?
I do find that writing things down helps me sort of solidify them.
But you still use a pen and paper?
No, but typing. So my fingers can type the same way that I write, and I can remember what I've written that way. Pen and paper is fine if that's what you like. I've had a couple of people who are sort of productivity experts and organizational experts tell me they like that because they find it's less interrupting, especially if you're having a conversation with somebody and you want to write something down. So what you could do is keep a pen and paper list and take snapshots of it so that it's syncing to another place like Evernote. What I don't like about pen and paper lists, though, is it's very hard to reorganize everything you've written down if your priorities change. So on an electronic list, we can either change the order. Usually there's a drag and drop method of just sliding things up and down so that your highest priorities are literally highest. They're at the top of what you see. And then the lower priority things fall to the bottom.
Jill, this was an extremely productive discussion, actually.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thanks so much for being here. Jill Duffy is a specialist in productivity for PC Magazine.